Okay, we're on the second session. This is being recorded. Now, the questions or the thoughts are, then the question still is, who are the Hebrews today?
Right.
And that's why it's important, because you were telling me of how that you were hearing, listening to the churches, that they were telling you that the people were, that the people who are fighting over there now, and that's what they're fighting over. When in reality, they're not even the real people. And that's what they call the counterfeit.
So then, are all of these, not all, but quite a few of them, that are on TV, like Jews for Jesus, and they're saying that what they're doing is trying to get the Jewish people, the non-believers of Christ, to come into believing that they are. So they call themselves Jews for Jesus. And they said that they're trying to bring all the, bring the Jews to know that Christ is the one. So they're showing you how the Old Testament and the New Testament comes together so that you'll know that Christ is for real. Then they have this other program on, and they're preaching, but what they're preaching is that they are going to certain places in Africa, that they are Jews there, and they're getting them and helping them to get medical treatment and dental care. They never had it before. And then they are also trying to get Jews out of certain places and bring them back to the homeland and things like that. So the, so these people that they're taking back there, they're not really Jews. Is that it? Or?
Well, the Hebrews just are the ones, they're Jews because they just follow religion. There's a difference between being a Hebrew and being a Jew.
Yeah, and being a Jew, right. So the Hebrews are the one that Christ is, that that is to be taken back. Is that it?
The Hebrews, that's what the promises the were made to.
The promises made to the Hebrews.
Right, the Hebrews of the Bible. The people of the Bible, not the people who are not the people of the Bible, who claim to be the people of the Bible. But are not. Man, and that's where the dilemma lies, that many people don't know the difference between the two.
Well, where are the Hebrews this day and age?
Well, they're the ones that's been in slavery. They're the ones that are running around all crazy like. A lot of them are the Africans, Americans, lots of them, and they have no clue
here?
Who they are. Yep.
I thought they would be in Africa.
Say it again?
I said I thought they would be in Africa.
Yes, some are in Africa also, yes.
And what about Egypt?
Yep, they'll be in different parts of Africa. Egypt is part of Africa. They're finding a lot of them down in South Africa, and they're finding, I mean, not South Africa, but in the southern part of Africa, and they're finding a lot of them in Ethiopia. And that's why they be telling you about going into Ethiopia.
Oh, so then they do know that these are the real Hebrews then, if they're going there to get them and help them.
You can be for sure of that. They do know. They are not ignorant of the fact. But they might have us and the world to believe one thing. And that's why, like you said, unless you study to show yourself approved, you won't even know. And that's where people are finding themselves. Not sure of what's going on. And people are missing the entire point. And that's the worst part about it, because, you know, I mean, if you don't know, you know, who you are, then how can you follow him?
Of course.
That's the question. Are we Gentiles or are we Hebrews? We know the white people are Gentiles. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, you know, they're not mentioned in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Until you come to the New Testament. So all the people were dark-skinned black people.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have to decide one way or another who's who.
Which
but if you don't read the book, and that's why people say, people keep saying that the Bible is a white man's book. Don't they tell us that?
Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people have accepted it, not knowing that it is not by any stretch of the imagination. But if you're going to listen to Master, the way he tells it, yeah, that's the way it should be. Matter of fact, you should be my slave according to the Bible, right?
Yeah, according to them.
That's how
they interpret it. Mm-hmm.
Right, but at the same time, we're sitting there listening to them interpret it any way they want.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow what they say instead of,
right.
you know, studying for ourselves and challenging ourselves to see what is, you know, what is the book really saying?
Well, as you said, you have to read and study and ask questions, and that's how you gain knowledge and you can seek more for understanding.
Yep, and most people don't want to do that, so that's where the problem lies. And
yes,
that's why
true,
he says, first deception is, take heed that no man deceive you. That's what Matthew 24 says. That's the first deception.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're, you know, we're just following people to follow people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's always so much easier to go to church like most of us do. Just go in, hear your service, do whatever, come back home. Maybe
yep.
you read your Bible once or twice. Maybe you don't look in it no more till you go back to church again. So you're just
right.
listening to what said. If you get caught up in a religion, that's it. Because look how many years, how long it took to bring out all the evil that was going on in the Catholic Church. So sad. All those children and all the things that were going on.
Well, the worst part is that people will justify it. People will still stay with the Catholic Church. And I'm saying, well, why would you stay with something that you know is corrupt?
Yeah, some are leaving. They lost
well, I mean,
a lot.
And they'll stay. I mean, they'll say, hey.
Yeah, the ones that are staying, you would think they would be able to see. I see what you're saying. It's
right,
true.
But they can't see because they, like, do what you just said. They walk in the church, come back. You know, they don't know what's going on.
They've gotten used to it, and that's it. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with people don't really realize that there is a hereafter. They hear it. They say it, but I don't think really that they truly, truly accepted it and know that this is going to come one day. That's what I think.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you know, you say it and you say this and you say that, and I'm beginning to look at it that way, being that I'm down here in the South, and, you know, they say the South is the Bible Belt, and this is all they do here, is most of the activities is all surrounded by the church. But actually,
but not the Bible.
That's what it is, and it's what they were taught and how they were brought up and their children, and this is it. So I don't really think that they realize that you really have to study and get yourself together and know, are you really doing the right thing to be able to be among the chosen, or are you just going along with the program?
Well, the program is, all you have to do is confess Jesus and you're okay. You don't need to do anything else, and surely not study.
Well, they have Bible study and different things, but they're still teaching you your way. That's why I asked you about that question about man and God. Was it a man? Was it the angel? Was it God? And then you brought it out and had us read it. And so I can understand it more. But that was the reason I asked, because we had spoke about that, and it was said that it was God that he saw. So now we know that it couldn't have been. Because the Bible says no man can see God and live. So we know that that definitely wasn't God.
Right. So, right. And so the key is tradition versus, and that's what the way was at the time of Yeshua. He said that the leaders are making void the law of Yahweh through their traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all people are going by. They're just going by the traditions of the church.
Yeah, right, what you learn. That's why different churches teach different things. You know, one church believes this, another church believes something else. And, you know, that's why all these different religions, Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, AME, Lutheran, that's the reason. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and so that's where we have to decide what is right and what do we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we just want to be in a fraternity or, you know, a fraternity?
Right, right.
That's basically what the church has become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that is. And when you look at
of it, instead of
building,
an institute, learning.
Make more, and yeah, and a lot of churches are that, just money-making. And then there's churches that compete against each other, too. You know, can I have the bigger church, and I have to put this in my church? And same thing, money, same thing.
Right, which is not what this thing is supposed to be about at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So people are missing the real point.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm sure they don't realize, that's what I think it is, they don't really realize the importance of studying and really to learn the truth and do exactly what is right. They teach you love your brother, love one another, love your enemy, you know. They say all of that, but that isn't being done either. It's being said, and that's all. Not really being done. People are not practicing what they teach. They say you can show your works by, you can speak about the works that you do, but you have to show them and show your love for other people and the things that you do as well. So it's a lot to live in a Christian life. A right to live the right way, to live for Christ. It's not an easy job.
Nope, but as we study and as we try to understand, there's many things that the book is saying that we have just misunderstood. We just have taken by tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, that does not help anything.
Right.
And that's where one of the biggest problems we find ourselves in. And until we start to study to show ourselves approved unto Yahweh, nothing will happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And so that's where, and that's the reason why I try to do something online to help people come together so that
mm-hmm.
they can study and they can read and, you know, they can ask questions and hopefully we can address some of the issues that are prevailing amongst them.
Right. Well, it's good. It's really very interesting because I learned quite a bit today, quite a bit. So I'm able to, now if I speak to others, I can speak to them about certain things and ask them what they think about it and ask them why are they fighting the Jews and the Arabs. and how did it come about, and see what answer they give me. And then I can bring it back to them about Esau and Jacob if they tell me that. Tell them to think about it.
Yep, that is correct.
Something to think about. Yeah, because as we were talking, I was writing down things, so it's good that I'm able to be able to write these things down and question it and read myself to try and get understanding. Well, I might have some more questions next week.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I'll be reading and looking through, and if I have any questions, I'll jot them down. Okay, well, it was good. It was a very nice study. I enjoyed it. The time went fast. It's after 3 already.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you're really into something and studying, it goes fast. Mm-hmm. Well, we can close with prayer. And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and your grace that you have granted to us on this Sabbath day. Thank thee for Mom and Catherine being on the line, helping us understand the deceptions that are going on or the miseducation that is being propagated to us through different things. Help us to study to show ourselves approved so that we can truly understand your will and your way and what you would have us to do in these last days. Save us, for we cannot save ourselves. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, and you continue to have a blessed afternoon.
You do the same.
Okay, thank you, dear. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.